School shootings have put more attention on safety and security at schools in the last few years. A 2015 snapshot showed about 40% of public schools in the U.S. now had an armed officer, which is called a school resource officer, or SRO. In Maine last year, the Department of Corrections counted 82 SROs. A new report from the Cutler Center at the University of Southern Maine, commissioned by an advisory group that's part of the Department of Corrections, is trying to get a better sense of how SROs are being used. I spoke with lead researcher Danielle Layton about the changing school landscape these police officers are deployed in and how that compares with hiring challenges that schools face. The number of SROs in Maine has been increasing fairly rapidly, even as many schools are having a hard time filling other positions like support professionals, school counselors, social workers. Is that a concern?
Well, I think that the concern is continuing to hire more officers when we also need to be looking at what are the student support professionals that your students are having access to in their school system, and are, like, they may be there, but do they have like completely full caseloads? Are they available? And so who else can students go to get help? And those student support professionals are so important in promoting positive school climate and where students have support that they can get in a safe way and from somebody that has been trained to sort of recognize and respond to what students are going through, whatever that may be. And so I think that's the really concerning thing for me, is that we're not attending enough to hiring, like getting our schools in the right ratios that you would want for student support professionals before considering or before it sort of expanding our SRO program. I think that school safety is not just the physical environment, and it's not just protecting against outside intruders. I know that the fear is real for that, but I think starting with school climate is a really effective way of attending to school safety concerns. And so I don't see us doing that with the same rapid hiring of school social workers as with SROs.
The Cutler Institute did this research at the behest of a state commission. Then that would seem to imply that there would be policy recommendations. What would you, as the lead researcher on this, and what does the report advise needs to happen with Maine's system to make it work better?
The main policy recommendations that we would offer is having more consistent policy guidance for the SRO program statewide. So we see so much difference between jurisdictions as to how this program can be deployed. There's just not a lot of consistency. And so that we do have other models that we could look to, like Massachusetts is one of our closest neighbors that is implementing a statewide memorandum of understanding for all SRO programs. So if your school is using an SRO, then they all need to use the same memorandum of understanding that governs how the officer is selected, how they are trained, how they can be deployed, how the school needs to be trained, how the school can involve them, or where the boundaries are and where they should not be involved, when students need to be read their Miranda rights, when parents need to be contacted. So all of those things should be covered. So that would be probably the most important policy recommendation that we could make, because that would include a lot of the other things that we found as far as what roles are SROs playing, and are those the roles that we want them to be playing? What training do they have, and should they have more? And what data are collected, and is that enough for oversight and evaluation? So all of those things can fall into a statewide model MOA or MOU. And so that would be, I think, the primary recommendation from this research.
Danielle Layton was the primary researcher on the new report on school resource officers in Maine schools from the Cutler Institute at the Muskie School of Public Service at USM. You can find the full report and recommendations at our website, mainepublic.org.